We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amad Yomi Hilchos Shabbos. We begin at Siman Reish Tzadi Hei, Havdalah She'osa Shaliach Tzibur, Siv Aleph. The Ramah begins, V'omrim Vihi Noam, V'seder Kedusha Ba'arichas Kedei La'acher Seder Kedusha, She'az Chozrim Rishayim L'Gehenim. After we have recited Marav, we then add Vihi Noam and the Seder Kedusha that we normally say after Uvalitzion, Aviyat HaKadosh, etc., and we try to extend that as much as possible because that is the time that the Rishayim go back to Gehenim, and we want that to be as late as possible, as we saw in the earlier Siman. The Mishnah Berurah says that we recite the Pasuk of Vihi Noam twice, and one should say this standing up, while others disagree and say that it can be recited sitting down as well. The Mishnah Berurah also states that the reason we start from Vihi HaKadosh and we don't say Uva Litzion and Va'anizos Prisi is because there is no Geula at night. The Geula is only during the day, so we don't recite Uva Litzion Goel. And Va'anizos Prisi is the Pasuk right after Uva Litzion Goel, so we don't recite that Pasuk either. The Ramah continues, V'zman she'ein omrim Vihi Noam, a time when we do not recite Vihi Noam Motzei Shabbos, kigon shechal yom tov b'shavua, such as if a yontif is going to occur during the coming week, ein omrim seder kedusha, aval omrim Vihi Timcha. Not only do we not recite Vihi Noam, but we also don't recite the kedusha, but the psukim of Vihi Timcha, the psukim of bracha for the week, is still recited even when a yontif falls out during the week. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason that we do not recite Vihi Noam and when a yontif falls out during that week is because we say in the pasuk umase yadenu konana aleinu v'chulei, which refers to the work that we will do during the week, and it is only true if the entire week is ra'i to do malacha. However, if we will not be doing malacha the entire week because there is a yontif during that week, even if the yontif falls out on Friday, then one would not recite Vihi Noam Motzei Shabbos. However, if the yontif begins on Friday night, begins on the coming Shabbos, then we would recite Vihi Noam on Motzei Shabbos. This is only true if a yontif falls out during the week, but if Erev Pesach falls out during that week, well, whereas Pesach starts on Shabbos, or Purim falls out during that week, one would still recite Vihi Noam because the Issur Melacha does not apply. The Be'er Halacha says that after Vihi Timcha, we do the Havdalah that we do in Shul because we try to make Havdalah as late as possible so that Shabbos lasts as long as possible. Sif Aleph in the Mechaber says, Ma'avdo Shalich Tzibur Kedei Lahotzi Misha Ein Lo Yayin. We recite Havdalah in Shul in order to be motzi those who do not have wine at home. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if one has wine at home, it's better to not be Yotze with the Havdalah in Shul, rather to make Havdalah when they get home in order to be motzi everybody else. Because in Siman Reish Tzadi Vav, Sifkan Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says that if one was Yotzei Havdalah in Shul, then they would not be able to recite Havdalah for the women when he gets home, because there are some who hold that women are not obligated in Havdalah, and he would not be able to be Motzi them if you were already Yotzei. So therefore, it is best to have in mind not to be Yotzei the Havdalah when you are in Shul. The Ramah adds, "V'nahagu lomar ulahaskir Eliyahu anavi motzai Shabbos leispala shiavo v'yivasreinu hagaula." The minhag is to say something in reference to Eliyahu, to sing a zemer related to Eliyahu anavi coming, in order to daven that he should come. The reason for this is because the Gemara says that Eliyahu will not come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, because we are busy preparing for Shabbos and Yontif. So on Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yontif, on Motzei Shabbos, when Eliyahu can now come, we daven for him to come. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes the minhag of some to light candles on Motzei Shabbos in order to bleed Malave, the Shabbos Malkasa, away. Siman Reish Tzadi Vav, Dinei Havdalah al Hayayin, Sif Aleph, says a Mechaber, Seder Havdalah, Yayin Besamim, Ner Havdalah, V'simanach Yavna. The order for Havdalah is first the bracha on the wine, then the bracha on the Besamim, then the bracha on the candle, then the bracha of the Mavdu bin Kodesh Lechol. V'tzarech Lizar, Shalo Yeakos, Pagam. One should be sure that the cup which we are using is not Pagam, which the halachas we learned earlier in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Rambam holds Havdalah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, just like Kiddush, from the Pasuk of Zachor, as Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho, that we need to mention Shabbos when it comes and when it leaves, whereas other Rishonim hold that it is only midivrei sofrim. According to everyone, once you said Havdalah in davening, atachon antanu, then Havdalah l'kos is only going to be midrabanan. The Rama says, "Now gulomar kodem havdalish osim abayis hine kel yishvasi kos yishuo sasa lahudim ha'isa ora l'simon tov." We say a couple psukim beforehand in order that it be a good sign for the week. U'b'shas havdala gitnu einehem bakos uvaner. Everyone's eyes should be on the cup and the candle during havdala so that they are able to pay attention to the entire havdala to be yotze. V'noagin lishboch mikos shel yayin ala aretz kodem shesiyin bor pri agafen kedei shelo yiye hakos pagam. V'tam hashvicha da'amrin on kobayi shelo nishboch bo yayin kamayim ein bo siman bracha vosin kein lesiman tov b'tchilas ha'shavua. For some reason, the pouring of wine out of the cup is a siman bracha, and therefore the minug is to pour some of the wine out. The Mishnah Berurah says that this should ideally be done at the beginning of the Havdalah. When you fill up the cup, you should overflow the cup a little bit, so that shvicha, that spilling, will be a siman bracha for the week. However, even that, the Mishnah Berurah says, one should try not to overflow too much, because there is a hefsed mashkin, you're wasting the wine that is spilled over, so try to spill over as little as possible. Gam shofchin min hakos la'achar havdala u'mechamim bo haner, ve'rochtzim bo eino mishum chibuv ha'mitzvah. There is a pouring that is done at the beginning of havdala when it is overflowed, and then one pours again the wine out of the cup in order to put the candle out after the havdala has been completed. After you have drunk a little bit of the wine, then you pour some out in order to put the candle out, and you wipe some of the wine, says the Rama, on your eyes in order to show how much you love the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the reason that we pour out again afterwards is in order to show that this candle was lit l'mitzvah, and that's why you're able to make the bracha of Havdalah on it. The Mishnah Berurah says that the drinking of the wine should be done sitting down, and the Mishnah Berurah also says that the minhag is for women not to drink from the cup of Havdalah. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains that this minhag is related to the chait of Chava.